Listening Library presents Nightmares by Jason Siegel and Kirsten Miller. Read for you by Jason Siegel. Chapter 1. The Step Monster's Lair. It was 5 minutes past midnight, and a boy was gazing down at Cypress Creek from the window of an old mansion on the town's highest hill. It was an odd-looking building. The front porch was overrun by a jungle of potted plants. Thick green vines crept up columns, and lady ferns and blood flowers fought for every patch of moonlight. An octagonal tower sprouted straight from the house's roof, and the entire structure was painted a dreadful shade of purple. Anyone who saw it might assume that the mansion's occupants were a bit on the strange side, and yet the boy at the window appeared perfectly normal. He had sandy blonde hair and no visible tattoos, scars, or hideous warts. But judging by the miserable expression on his face, something was terribly wrong. His name was Charlie Laird, and he'd lived in Cypress Creek all 12 years of his life. He and his little brother, Jack, had grown up in a house just down the street. In fact, Charlie could see the old place from his new bedroom window. A different family of four owned it now. Every night, Charlie watched the lights in his former home go out and imagined the kids snuggled up nice and safe, tucked into bed by their mother and father. He would have given almost anything to trade places with them. It had been 3 months since he'd moved to the Purple Mansion on Dechant Hill with his brother and father, and it had been 3 months since Charlie Laird had gotten a good night's sleep. Charlie took a step back from the window and saw his reflection in the glass. His skin was the color of curdled milk, and dark bags sagged beneath his red-rimmed eyes. He sighed at the sight and turned around to start his night's work. 38 heavy bombs.